The Money Show.
The Friday File.
The Friday File.
Friday File in a moment, but first let me just alert you to the fact that breaking news in the Brutal Biz quiz this evening, tongue-in-cheek breaking news, and it's an insight as to why Jacob Zuma may be keeping Dalian Porfu on as his lawyer. And it's insight from an interview that we did with Dalian Porfu about 4 years ago. And in it, he said something which suddenly struck me today as being potentially pertinent. Deadly serious tongue-in-cheek stuff. Now, the promise of summer. We can feel it. You can get a sense of it. The trees are budding. The blossoms are out. The birds are tweeting earlier in the morning. They're tweeting even earlier than Carl Niehaus. What's better than entertaining outside, and especially in COVID times, is because you might be apprehensive about going indoors in the summer. You might be apprehensive if you get invited to someone's house and they say, oh, come inside, have a seat in the at the table in the kitchen. Whatever the case is, you're going to go, oh, I don't know if I'm infected. I don't know if I've picked up an infection anywhere. I don't know if you have. Perhaps we could just be outside a bit. Maybe just outside. And so I think the summer of 2021-22 is going to be very much an outside experience. And to help you with that is something called Field Bar. Lee Hartman is a director at Field Bar. And it's lovely to have you on, Lee. Please describe the Field Bar to me, because I don't think I'll do it justice.
Hi, Bruce. Field Bar is a handcrafted cooler box. We think that cooler boxes were an overlooked category that hadn't changed much for the last 50 years or so. In fact, I think they've got worse. You know, they actually peaked in the 1970s. So we look to reinvent it with modern materials and to make them, you know, something more sophisticated and more urban.
Okay, so they're utilitarian things. You stuff them full of stuff, you carry them, they don't, you know, they're awkward to carry, they're uncomfortable to carry. Generally, they're very big and lumpy. And what you've done is brought design to the cool box. And you've kept it small, you've kept it very, very mobile and easy to carry. Just describe the look and feel.
Yeah, so we spent a lot of time interviewing people and looking inside cooler boxes. And we found that, you know, people are drinking less, but they're drinking, you know, better quality. So they weren't happy dragging around big cooler boxes. So size was important and proportion was important. And as you said, the comfort in your hand. So we looked at that and we put a lot of thought into how people pack it, how much ice you need to keep things cool. You know, with a filled bar, you don't need a whole bag of ice, just a tray of ice will be fine. So we put a lot of thought into that, and we've come up with something like quite interesting in terms of shape and style.
Now, the first time I saw this, I looked at it and went, oh, it looks like a mini Smeg fridge. You know, those retro Smeg fridges. It feels like there isn't a 1950s inspiration to it.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we wanted to go back to that generation where they made things properly, where, you know, people like cherished the products that they owned, and that's, they could be repaired. We did go back to the 50s, and the Smeg reference is there on purpose. It's a little bit, you know, that's fridges, they make things cold, so do cooler boxes.
Talk to me about the design, please, because, I mean, on your website, you've got this entire sort of schematic talking about the design. And, I mean, from the outside, a bit like an iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy phone, it's very nice to look at, but you don't know what's going on inside. Inside this thing is quite an extraordinary amount of engineering and design and the use of materials and stuff. Do you or your partners, anybody have the scientific backing to build these things?
Yeah, I mean, we used a couple of engineers. We had an industrial designer and then a plastic engineer. You know, cool boxes are simple products, but they need to be made properly. You know, you need to keep the air out in order to get the ice performance. And we wanted to make something that looks good, but is also durable, because they need to be used outside, you know, so they can't be too delicate. So that was a real challenge for us. But it took 2 years to make, and we're using the same principles to make a bigger cooler box, which is coming out early next year. But yeah, I mean, the materials on the market at the moment are just amazing. You know, they're light and they're durable and they're tough.
I mean, it's anything sort of from space travel, because so much of design nowadays is utilizes technologies that come from elsewhere. What is the basis of the materials that you're using?
Yeah, so we're using an ABS plastic, which is shock absorbent. It's UV protected. It's light. It's strong. We use silicone in our gaskets in order to keep things airtight. And then we use aluminium. So we use aluminium. We call it hardware, which is the hinges and the latches that close the cooler box, because aluminium is incredibly durable. The hinges aren't going to break on a field bar.
No, it's amazing. 58 individual parts in a field bar, which is big enough, I think, to carry either two bottles of bubbles and some ice, or to carry three bottles of wine. You'd have to drink out the bottle, though, because there's no space for glasses, as far as I can see.
No, there's no spaces for glasses. We've seen people put their like plastic glasses upside down over the neck of the wine bottles, and then it fits
That's
in nicely.
That's problem solving.
But then we also are looking to bring out a complimentary bag that the field bar can fit in. It's got a few extra pockets to carry some extra stuff. Yeah. So there's a whole range of accessories that are going to go together with your field bar.
And was this addressing some sort of personal frustration other than cold boxes are ugly, impractical, and haven't really been redesigned for 50 years?
Yeah. I just really like the handcrafted premium product space. I think it's a great area for South Africa to compete on. I don't think we're ever going to make the cheapest products in the world, but I think we can make crafted design products, and we could sell them around the world. So that was from a business strategy point of view, that was very interesting to me.
Now, you and Corbin Warrington, do you both have day jobs? Is this a bit of a side hustle, or have you gone in both feet?
No, we're kind of half and half at the moment, but the business is growing really, really fast.
Lovely.
So yeah, we have to revise that at some time.
I was talking to Chris Liat the other day of Liat Industries, and he sits in Cape Town with a design team of people creating safety gear for motocross, and primarily for motocross and for BMX racing. And 98% of his product is sold in the United States, or at least out of South Africa, most of it in the United States. And they do the design in Cape Town with great design teams. They then send the designs off to China, get manufactured there, and distribution happens from China. Do you have a similar model?
No, we decided not to manufacture in China. We wanted to manufacture in South Africa. We wanted to, contribute to employment here. We also think that South Africa and Cape Town in particular has got a story to tell. We have great designers, and we can build good quality products. We make good yachts. We make very good wine. There is pockets of excellence when it comes to manufacturing, and we want to be part of that.
Fabulous tale. Thank you, Lee Hartman, directed Field Bar. You'll find the details at fieldbar.co.za.